今天很有幸我们能请到我们吕荣辉博士来到我们中间。
Our speaker today is Dr. Jonathan Lu.
吕荣辉博士生于福建。
He was born in 福建。
高中毕业到台湾求学。
And went to Taiwan after high school.
1956年大学毕业。
He graduated from university in
做老师教书3年。
And became a teacher for 3 years.
后又辗转美国求学10年时光。
Then went on studying in the United States for 10 years.
博士一生忠心事主，迄今40余年。
Dr. Lu served Lord faithfully for over 14 years.
期间代职侍奉32年。
For the first 32 years, he served bivocationally.
离开美国到台湾做圣光神学院院长8年。
And for the last 8 years, he was the president of Holy Light Theological Seminary in Taiwan.
荣休后继续从事教书育人工作。
After retirement, he continues to teach and serve the Lord.
鞠躬尽瘁，为主尽忠摆上。
And spare no effort in the performance of his duty.
2000年到2006年间在 BSOP 教书。
Dr. Lu taught in BSOP during 2000 and 2006.
与 BSOP 产生了浓厚的感情。
Having deep feelings for BSOP.
07年起到 BSOP 做固定客座教授。
He became a regular visiting professor since 2007.
教授圣经地理课程及从出埃及到入迦南课程。
He instructs two courses, the biblical geography and from Egypt to Canaan.
成为学生中间最敬爱的吕爷爷。
He is our beloved and respected Grandpa Lu.
今天吕爷爷来到我们中间与我们一同分享。
His topic today.
我来岂没有缘故吗？
Is there a lot of cause? Is there a lot of cause?
经文在撒母耳记上17章17到29节。
The scripture is 1 Samuel chapter 17.Verses 17 to 29.
我们一同翻开经文，撒母耳记上17章17到29节。
Let's read the scripture.
撒母耳记上17章17到29节。
First Samuel chapter 17, verse 17 to 29.
我们一起来读。
Let's read it together.
一日，耶西对他儿子大卫说：你拿一以法烘了的穗子和10个饼，速速地送到营里去，交给你哥哥们，再拿这10块奶饼送给他们的千夫长，且问你哥哥们好，向他们要一封信来。扫罗与大卫的3个哥哥和以色列众人在以拉谷与非利士人打仗，大卫早晨起来，将羊交托一个看守的人，照着他父亲所吩咐的话，带着食物去了。到了辎重营，军兵刚出到战场，呐喊要战，以色列人和非利士人都摆列队伍，彼此相对。大卫把他带来的食物留在看守物件的人手下，跑到战场，问他哥哥们安。与他们说话的时候，那讨战的，就是属加特的非利士人歌利亚，从非利士队中出来，说从前所说的话，大卫都听见了。以色列众人看见那人，就逃跑，极其害怕。以色列人彼此说：这上来的人，你看见了吗？他上来是要向以色列人骂阵，若有能杀他的，王必赏赐他大财，将自己的女儿给他为妻，并在以色列人中免他富家纳粮当差。大卫问站在旁边的人说：有人杀这非利士人，除掉以色列人的耻辱，怎样待他呢？这未受隔离的非利士人是谁呢？竟敢向永生神的军队骂阵吗？百姓照先前的话回答他说：有人能杀这非利士人，必如此如此待他。大卫的长兄以利亚听见大卫与他们所说的话， 就向他发怒，说：你下来做什么呢？在旷野的那几只羊，你交托了谁呢？我知道你的骄傲和你心里的恶意，你下来特要征战。大卫说：我做了什么呢？我来岂没有缘故吗？下面有请神的仆人吕荣辉博士来到我们中间分享神的话，翻译刘平老师。
Now let's give the floor to Dr. Lur, and our interpreter today is Mr. Paul Dew.
Ah, 大家恭喜。
Congratulations to all of you.
有吗？有啊。今天呢，第一件，这个今天也许会长一点，请你的把腰带稍微束紧一点。嗯。
Today my speaking might be a little bit longer. Please tighten up your belt.
那么，这个好吧，我们开始吧。这个撒摩耳记刚才已经说过了，题目也已经说过了。
We have mentioned the topic already. First Samuel.
在元月十一号，我刚到飞盛，差不多不到一小时，在餐厅里面见到我们的这个院牧吴牧师。
Shortly after I arrived at BSOP on January 11th, I met our chaplain, Reverend Gao Kiao.
他告诉我说，今天要在这里带领大家一同敬拜，这是我的荣幸。
He told me to lead the worship service for today, and this is my privilege.
在前天礼拜一，我们呢过完了农历的兔年，也迎接了这个龙年。
So the day before yesterday, we just send off the year of the rabbit for the Lunar New Year, and we just ushered into the year of the dragon.
按照中华文化的传统，这个春节要两天才完。
For the Chinese traditions, and you know, the New Year will last for 15 days.
一定要过了上元，所以呢，过节的顺口溜是这样：吹一丢吹的，丢吹上无数，牛吹是新的，听说过要不吹那鸡鬼吹，七七万吹不断完，吹到天空是吹到哪就是什么枪高塞，什么都可以买。十四吉丁比十五上万年。
Well, the New Year ends after the Lantern Festival, and they have some folklore for the Amois.
整整的十五天，每天都有特别的节目。
And for 15 days, there are special activities every day.
但是这是农业社会时代民间宗教所倡导的。
But that's what happened in the agricultural society, and there oftentimes a lot of folk religion was involved.
所以在这十五天当中，其实有一些。民间宗教拜神明的事情。
So among 15 days, oftentimes there are folk religion worship services.
今天是初三。
Today is the third day of the Lunar New Year.
所以还是不需要想要该吃什么的时候，所以叫做无食粮。
So we don't need to worry about our food.
但是今天要再跟大家分享的是灵粮。
But my topic today is spiritual food.
我起初想应该应景讲一些关于新年的题目。
At first, I thought I should talk about something about New Year for this occasion.
但是经过考虑以后呢，决定要讲今天这个题目。
But after some thoughts, I came up this topic for today.
这思想是去年夏天在读《撒摩耳记》上的时候的灵感。
This is actually my inspiration from reading for Samuel last summer.
前礼拜五，我改写下面这八句来送给同学们做新年的礼物。
Last Friday, I rewrote these eight lines as a present for all of you.
请大家一同来读好不好
？Let's read it together.
迎敌拉巨人骂战怕敌输，大卫赴前到战场，我来岂是没缘故？圣人高低谷，首领征战不能输，做报告写不完。试问我来为何故？知道你们来为何故吗？这个今天的题目啊，已经说过了，大纲有三点。第一，大卫时空已纳谷。
Let's see the space and time that David came to the Valley of Elah.
第二呢，临危自荐圣敌去。
Second, and in the peril, he recommended himself to fight the battle.
重要点是第三，自问 那今日质问我何如？
Most important, the third point, today, for what reason have I come?
现在我们要看的第一点，大卫时空以拉谷。
First, let's see David came to the valley of Elah, the time and space.
要谈这件实事的实与空，我们必须先到这个地方，这实事的地理背景。
To talk about the time and space, we need to know the geographical settings of this place.
在这边第一节开始说，腓力斯人聚集他们的军旅，要来和以色列人征战。
Verse 1 says the Philistines gather their forces for war against the Israelites.
这节圣经提到了一件历史的事实。
And this mentioned the historical event.
但是历史这出戏不能在凭空来扮演。
But this is historical event has to happen with a foundation.
它要一个地来做舞台。
It has to have a place as a stage.
如果你不知道这场仗当时是怎么样那样打，
If you don't know how this battle was fought, that manner,
这是因为你对这场仗的舞台不知。
Because you don't know the stage background of this battle.
所以你应该读圣经地理。
So you need to study Bible geography.
请原谅我三句不离本行。
Bear with me for speaking of my own specialty.
圣经继续说，腓力斯人聚集在犹大的梭哥，安营在梭哥和亚西家中间的以弗大民。
The Philistines gathered at the between Soko and Azekiah. They camped at Ephesdamin.
扫罗跟以色列人也聚集在以拉谷。
And Saul and the Israelites assembled and camped in the valley of Elah.
排阵要跟腓力斯人打仗。
And they deployed to fight against the Philistines.
你相信这里所提的这些地方有吗？
Do you really believe these places are real?
如果你相信，他们在哪里呢？
If you do, where are they now?
亲爱的天父，你帮助我们今天在这里，不但是要学习，还是要敬拜你。要紧是要敬拜你。耶稣基督的宝血洁净你仆人的心，洁净他的口。耶稣是基督的宝血遮盖着我们每一位，圣灵在我们当中运行，我们求你让我们每一位都同受圣灵的感动，能够承受，能够领受你透过这几节的经文要我们所学的。求天父带领从头到尾，我们谢谢你，奉耶稣基督的圣名， Amen,
Amen,
Amen。这场仗的舞台的布景是扫罗跟以色列也聚集在以拉谷安营，摆列队伍要跟腓力斯人打仗。
So and the Israelites also gathered at the valley of Elah and deployed against the Philistines.
我知道你对这件事是非常熟悉，
and you're very familiar with this event.
但是呢，你对这舞台知道多少呢？
But how much do you know about the background of the stage?
是在哪里呢？这个地方。这个地方是中央山地。
That's
the
middle mountainous area.
这是海岸平原。
And that's the plain near the seashore.
中间这个地方叫做 Shvila.
And Shvila, that middle area.
是这个山地跟平原的过渡地带。
That's the transition area between the mountain area and the plain.
也是腓力斯人要往东这个侵犯。
The Philistines were to attack the east side.
以色列人向西要抵抗。
The Israelites would against the Philistines at the west side.
所以在这一个 Phila 这个地方，许多战争的事情都发生在这里。
In this Phila area, a lot of battles happen.
记得当年这个沙摩的时候，是沙摩记上第四章提到以色列人出去跟腓力斯人打仗，安营在以便以谢。
So in chapter 4, it mentioned the Israelites went out and camped at Ebenezer.
如果你不知道以便以谢在哪里，你请去看11月份的院训呢，院长写得很清楚。
If you don't know where is that place, please read our student book.
大力士参孙，他跟这个腓力斯女孩子打交道，就在这个以拉谷这里。
Samson, the mighty man, when he had his dealings with Darila, it happened there in the valley of Elah.
今天呢，这个舞台在这里，这是以拉谷。
That's the valley of Elah.
这是亚西加。
Azekah.
这是这个贾特。
As Gath.
好，这边呢，这个照片告诉你，这个是收割，这边亚西加。这边以弗大民，
非
利士人安营在亚西加跟索过当中的以弗大明。
The Philistines camped at Ephdamin between Soko and Issachar.
以色列人在山的那一边。
The Israelites were on the other hill.
非利士人在这一边的山上。
The Philistines on this side of the hill.
圣经说中间有谷。
The Bible says between them is the valley.
他们在这一个以拉谷，但是中间还有一个谷。
And they were in this valley, and between them there is a valley.
所以这次开始的时候，哥利亚在那里挑战他们。
So Goliath was challenging them.
你们可以中间选一个人来跟我打仗。
You choose a person to fight against me.
他能够胜过我，我将我杀死，我就做你们的仆人。
If he is able to fight me and kill me, I will be your subjects.
如果我胜了他。将他杀死，你们就做我的仆人。
If I'm able to overcome him and kill him, you will be our subjects.
很可惜，扫罗跟以色列人一听见非利士人这句话，就惊慌极其害怕。
Unfortunately, when Saul and Israelites heard about these words, they were terrified and they were.
所以这个时候，大卫就来到战场。
So now David came to the battlefield.
这时候这个因为两军对峙很久。
The two armies have been in confrontation for a while, for a long time.
非利士人早晚都出来站着骂战。
The Philistines came out to cast their defiance every morning and evening.
如此的骂，骂了四十天。
And they did this for 40 days.
我有个问题要问你们。
I have a question for you.
非利士人有更好的军事设备。
The Philistines had better equipment.
快速的战车巨人哥利亚，为什么他们要骂，骂了四十天都不出兵？
They have a fast chariot and they have this giant Goliath. Why they have been challenging them with defiance for 40 days?
其中有什么地理上的原因没有？
Oftentimes there are geographical reasons.
刚才读圣经的时候，你不知道有没有注意到圣经中那两个跟自然环境有关相同的字。
I don't know if you have noticed that there are two words which are related to the
natural phenomenon. 有两个相同的字，有没有注意到？
There are two same words.
中文里面是一样。
The Chinese
外文里面也是一样，只是呢，
the Hebrew is the same.
只是我们院长知道希伯来文不一样。
But only our president knows that Hebrew is different.
扫罗和以色列聚集在以拉谷。
Saul and Israelites were gathered at the valley of Elah.
在以拉谷的边安营摆队伍，要跟非利士人打仗。
And they were deployed a bamin to fight against the Philistines.
非利士人站在这边山上，以色列人站在那边山上，中间有谷。
The Philistines on this side of the hill, and the Israelites were on the other side of the hill, and between them is the valley.
注意到吗？第一个谷叫做 Emek.
The first valley is Demek.
第二个叫做 Gai.
Second is that Gai.
这个 Gai 不是你们这些 Gai.
It's not your guys here.
这是现在在伊拉谷中仍然存在那一个 Gai.
That's the Gai that is still existing at the valley of Elah.
不过呢，不是经常有水。
But the water is seasonal.
这个照片给你什么启示呢？
What inspiration this picture brings to you?
为什么非利士人打他们要在那骂骂骂了四十天没有动静呢？
Why the Philistines keep challenging them for 40 days and didn't attack?
看看这个图片，这个画片，你知道什么地理上的原因吗？
And looking at this picture, do you know there are any geographical reasons?
我不告诉你，让你们去想。
I don't need to tell you, you can think about it.
哪一天想通了，告诉我。
If you had a clue, you can tell me.
因为打仗日子久了，所以呢，耶西就挂心。有一天，他对儿子大卫说：“你到营里面去看看你们哥哥，向他们捎一封信来。”
Because the battle lingered for long, because Jesse got worried, he sent his son David to see his brothers and get some news back.
大卫早晨起来，将羊交托一个看守的人，就照着父亲的话，当作食物到营里去。
So David put his a few sheep to the response of another person, and he went out.To the camp.
大卫造了朱仲营，军兵刚刚好到战场，呐喊要战，以色列跟非利士人就排得彼此相对。
And when David came to the equipment camp, he saw the armies were about to go out to fight.
那讨战的加特人哥利亚从非利士队中出来，说了从前所说的话。
And Goliath came out of the battle line, and he cast the same defiance as before.
这些话大卫都听见了。
And David heard the words.
可是以色列人看见那个人就逃跑，极其害怕。
But when the Israelites saw the Goliath, they ran away in great fear.
这下子大卫看见了实在的情况了。
So now David saw the actual situation.
什么情况？
What situation?
他们怕。
They were in fear.
所以呢，临危自荐，胜敌去。
So he volunteered to fight the battle.
大卫因为听不惯哥利亚那个狂言。
David could not bear with Goliath's defiance.
说这未受隔离的非利士人是谁呢？他竟敢向永生上帝骂阵吗？
He said, "Who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the armies of the living God?"
有人杀这个非利士人，要除掉以色列人的羞辱，要怎么样待他呢
？So what will be done to the man who kills this Philistine and remove the disgrace from Israel?
大卫这一问就招来他兄长的责怪。
And David's words triggered his brother's rebuke.
大卫的长兄以利亚听见大卫他跟他们所说的话，就向他发怒。
His oldest brother Eliab burned anger against him.
你来做什么？旷野那些羊，你叫他个谁？我知道你心里面骄傲，你来是要看打仗。
Why have you come here? To whom have you dedicated the sheep to? And you just come to see the battle?
大卫懵懵逼逼，好人嘛。大卫呢不因为受责备不管。
David did not withdraw because of the rebuke.
他说了我来其实没缘故之后就自己请命出去打仗。
He said, have I not come with it for a reason? So he volunteered to go out and fight.
结果打胜了仗改写到以色列人的历史。
As a result, he won the battle and he rewrote.
所以今天第三点要请你们问自己。
The third point that you may ask yourself,
今天自问今日我何如
？Ask yourself why I have come today.
今天是本学期的第四个礼拜三。
Today is the fourth Wednesday of this new term.
一个学期过了三分之一了。
You know, one third of the term has passed.
还不是到你最忙碌的时候。
And it's not reached the most busy time of your studies.
所以盼望呢，在还没有非常忙的时候。让你先来问问自己，我来是为何缘故
？I hope before you reach the busy time of your studies, let you, you may ask yourself, why have I come today?
我来岂没有缘故这句话
？Have I not come for a reason?
可以当作问题来说
，can be a question，
也可以当作宣告来说
，as well as a declaration。
当作问题，你问的时候，我为着什么来到飞升？
When you ask yourself, for what reason have I come to BSOP?
如果当作宣言，你说我来飞升是为着这些缘故。
And you can say that as a declaration, I come for these reasons.
如果你自问是我为什么来到缘故呢？还不知道，请你容我建议你。
If you don't know the reasons for what reason have I come to BSOP, let me suggest to you.
今天就在主面前把这个问题厘定清楚。
Today you clarify this question before the Lord.
请你诚实地问自己
Honestly ask yourself,
我来飞升到底为的是什么
For what reason have I come to BSOP?
今天到主面前再一次好好把自己献上
Let us come before the Lord and dedicate yourself again to Him
真正成为爱主并且为上帝所爱的儿女
And we become a person that really loved the Lord and be loved by the Lord
我还有两点要说
I have two points to say.
不很长
It's not long.
第一，大卫所来到的是一个战场。
First, David came to battleground.
愿你学会像大卫那样的靠着万军之耶和华的名去打那属灵的胜仗。
You need to learn to fight the spiritual battle like David to fight by God by the Lord's grace and strength.
第二，大卫到了战场以后，因为有听见有看见，就承受了一个新的意象的使命。
Secondly, David came to the battlefield and he saw and because of what he saw and what he heard, he realized the new vision.
因此他靠主扭转乾坤，改变历史。
And so he was able to turn the world upside down and change the history.
你到 BSOP 以来看见什么呢
？What did you see when you come to BSOP?
要不要我提及一些可以做你学习的榜样
？May I suggest some examples for you to learn from?
不要吗？要吗
？Should I?
给请等下要提的这些，请你原谅我是这样说。院长
，First president, our president.
院长陈光来有故，飞圣生意他播出，走遍五洲汉四海，忙中不忘传耶稣。
The president knew what that he came. He came to better BSOP and to spread her fame. He traveled over the five continents and the four seas, but no matter how busy he is, he preaches Jesus just the same.
要不要学他?
Should we learn from him?
这样小声音,传耶稣他的,啊,传耶稣,要吗?
Should we learn from
要?
Him? Yes.
好一点,比刚才好一点。
Much better.
院长夫人。
Mrs. Shaw,
夫人秀敏来有故，相夫教子非圣母，忙中博士学位或开导靠足圣残酷。你知道最后这句话的典故在哪里吗？
Do you know where that the last line alluded from?
BSOP focus.
BSOP focus is allusion from BSOP focus.
副院长
Vice President
副院夫妇来有故师母办公同事出社区北美温暖窝教学研究相愿物 哎，请你原谅副院教务主任
Our Dean
我刚才等着他进来要先跟他道歉但是呢他所以没有见到他。教务主任陈秋莹特地受好本地性亚洲新人平感会为着教育和回声。不用翻译啊。中文部。长老一人来何故？中心扩展中文部，大江南北铺风尘，遴选后进非圣读。他们在这里啊。For what here comes Elder Lim, faithfully devoted to the Chinese program that is him, traveling in China broad and wide from south and north, select base next generation for VSOP, his vision never become dim.好眼目部
Our Chaplain
For what does Chaplain Wilson come?Wilson 牧师因何因故来愿运重任持父怀祷告奢望为何事学生灵命不旁贷这是我们的愿目围着你们的灵命
For your spiritual life
总务处
Business office
佩贤飞圣来何故中耿中敬业是总务轻浮过手精心算经费绰绰两量入出 Miss Lee 图书馆长
The head of library
我来有故凭信心购买图书设古今历尽先学教好课生命付出列俱尽你们不是要光是鼓掌他要学他
Not just clap your hands,
这是我的目的啊
learn from them. That's my purpose
飞圣的董事们
BSB board members
董事开会有缘故实现飞圣愿景图几月上帝恩赠赐敬献轻浮转中途你们是中途在这里受锻炼
Your faithful servants being trained here
他们献上他们的轻浮知道什么叫轻浮吗
Do you know what's that 轻浮、
啊、在古代是那个生锈的铜钱
That's the rusted coin in the ancient times.
后来就把轻浮两个字就来代表金钱。
So later we used it to refer money.
他们把他们的金钱奉献在这里，为着就是要帮助训练你们成为主的宗仆。
They offer their money for BSOP to train you to become faithful servants.
Yeah, to that they may be close. 是啊，了解吧。教授们
Teachers
飞升教授来有故，教课科研带小组，生怕小阳光读书，凌晨增进肯倒伏。师姐，we professor come to build a class with our ears. Teaching, researching, and concern group was more with some fears. 带领小组有一点怕怕。怕什么呢？因为怕小阳光是读书。
They're afraid the little lambs will become bookworms.
忘记要增进你们的灵命。所以 we pray with tears. 飞升同工
staff,
飞升同工来有故，巡楼煮饭进则都，扫地除草本分进，美化校园好读书。他们天天在那里辛辛苦苦这样那样那样，你看他在玩吗？不是啊，流汗啊。
They are laboring here and there. Do you know they are they playing? No.
不是流不这个流汗呢，就是在那里。
They're sweating.
Okay, 好吧，校友。
Alumni.
众多校友今何故？飞升上就脱印出警告在校众学妹、众弟妹，终是上帝无归路。要不要我说一下？Allow us to warn you who come after us to study. Don't turn back in serving the Lord. This is life's best. 相信吗？
Do you believe so?
上面所说的这些人的榜样是什么呢？
What are the examples of these people?
忙中不忘传耶稣。
They don't forget to preach the word of God, Jesus, in their business.
这是现院长。
That's our president.
给你的榜样。开导靠主圣残酷。
In true life, she counsels. Trust the Lord with your
beautiful shares.
Beautiful shares.
这是院长夫人。
That's our Mrs. Zhao.
要学习。为做教育很非圣。
Devoted her life for education and for BSOP.
教学科研相厌恶。
Teaching, researching, and deals with many seminary affairs.
遴选后进非圣读。
His vision to select the best next generation for BSOP, that's Elder Lim.
经费绰绰亮露出。
Trusting the Lord to balance the budget, her faith never becomes dim.
学生灵命不庞待。
To foster spiritual welfare of students until they become
敬献清仆断宗仆。
Devote our wealth to train God's faithful servants, they.
上面所提的这些，还有凌晨增进捆倒伏。
Lest they forget spiritual reward, we urge prayer instead of test.
啊，是不是啊？啊，美化环境好读书。
We beautify our campus that you may enjoy taking the rest.
生命付出蜡炬尽。
Burning life candle never only been momentary.
终是上帝无归路。
Don't turn back from serving the Lord, for this life's best.
这是最后这一句话非常重要。
This is very important.
不但是同意，还是要去实行。
Not only you agree with it, but you learn from it.
好了，今天盼望飞升的同学。
I hope our BSOP students.
诸君岳阳就何故？为阔学位离家出，飞升学习主恩分，柔照灵命代价付。
Why do you come across the ocean, and what do you say? Left your family for a degree to this land you stay. What enable you to be SOP are all of the Lord's bounty grace. Please know to mature your spiritual life. That's price to pay.
There is a price to be paid. 所以盼望你们不光光是读书而已。
Not only you just study here.
在这里柔照，求上帝，求圣灵来柔照你的生命。
May the Holy Spirit to forge your life.
最后我要提起一位。
Lastly, I would like to mention another
person. 但是我不方便提起他的名字。
But it's not convenient to mention his name.
所以某某同学。
A certain student.
这位同学来有故，临命功夫如练出，老师讲到他跪倒，风范不为把命数。
He comes to BSOP for a cause as a fellow student to train his spiritual strength. He prays without content. When his teacher was preaching, he knelt to pray to the end. I tell you today to exalt him. Nay, this is not my intent.
去年四月我路过福建。
Last year I was passing by Fujian.
这位同学邀请我在教会青年团体讲道。
They still invited me to preach to the young people in the church.
那知道到教会时，全教会满座都是一般的会友。
When I arrived the church, I saw there are just general church members.
本来预备所要讲的是大概不合，因为当时是为着青年人来说的。
So my topic was prepared for the young people.
所以临时改换了题目。
So I changed my topic on the spot.
有一点点是需要特别的帮忙。
So I need a little bit of help.
但是我没有说。
But I did not say it.
我讲道完了，从旁边那一个房间下来的时候
，After my preaching, when I came down from one side of the door,
我看他跪在那里，一直为我讲道，读我讲道的时候祷告。
And I saw him was he had been knelt down there and praying for me while I was preaching.
我的心深深受极力受感动。
My heart was deeply touched.
也为着非圣能够造就这样呀，造就这样一位学生，感谢上帝。
And thanks be to God for BSOP to be able to produce such student.
今天不是要标榜某一个人。
Today we're not exalt a certain person.
但盼望同学们也受到激励。
I just hope all of you will be encouraged.
继续的靠主造就自己。
And to train yourself by the Lord.
锻炼出更多肯付出祷告的天国精英。
I hope there will be more prayer warriors for the kingdom of heaven.
请问你今天要不要？
要不要？ Would you like to be a prayer warrior?
再一次把自己献上当作活祭。
To dedicate to offer yourself as a living sacrifice.
让主像大卫的，让你能够听见，能够看见。
May you be like David, you'll be able to see and hear.
让你能够看见自己。
To see yourself,
看见上帝所给你的新使命。
To see the new mission that God is giving you.
虽然也许这个时候你还不很清楚那使命是什么。
Maybe you're not so clear with what the mission is.
但是当你肯到他面前来献上自己的时候
，But when you are willing to come before Him and offer yourself up,
他会指示你清楚。
He will direct you clearly.
我们祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的天父，我们在你面前要向你献上感谢，因为当年大卫来到那危险的战场，他有新的看见，他领受了一个新的命令，新的使命，就去改造了以色列，改变了以色列的历史。亲爱的天父，我们谢谢你把我们从祖国不同的地方招来在这里，那我们有机会在这里学习，主你当我们在这里学习的时候，不要忘记灵命上的增长，帮助我们在祷告当中，在思想当中，在读经读圣经当中能够看见主你给我们的新的使命是什么，帮助我们有魄力要遵循主的旨意去实行，其实那一个主你所给我们所新看见的那一个使命。在座当中今天呢，如果有人需要在你面前再重新的一次献上自己，就圣灵这个时候向那一个心讲话。哦，当圣灵在你心里面向你讲话的时候，愿你顺服他的感动，愿意今天找出时间来把这一件事情理得清楚。主给你恩惠，给你恩典，给你力量，今天是你的时间，是你的机会，愿主帮助，愿你说主啊，我在这里愿意按你的旨意成就在我身上，我们把每一位都摆在你的面光当中，愿你施恩赐福，谢谢主，奉耶稣基督的名祷告。如果散会以后你要再祷告不要怕肚子饿我陪你。谢谢。
If you like to pray after the meeting, and I would like to accompany you to pray, don't be afraid that you'll be starving.